What's
actually a nice angle?
Now let's go.
Think so?
Great, mother. You can't be going around with a big balloon.
Hey, man, you're in Australia.
Got some time before I go to a hair appointment today, which I'm so excited for, but I'm gonna do a little quick tidy up before I go. But I do want to show you my nails because I got them done yesterday, and I'm gonna sit down for this because they're honestly so cute. In Zoe Beauty Bar, I'm convinced it's the best nail salon in Melbourne. Now, you can't go wrong with a French tip, but just the shape and the time they take to do it, like, So good. I'm so happy with them. So I've got my nails done. I'm about to clean the house. I've just come back from getting a coffee. And I'm about to get my hair done and then head out for a friend's birthday later. So it's been a good day. I can't wait.
I just get like anxiety about going to a new hair salon. So my appointment is 3 hours long. And I get like nervous that it's going to be awkward or the girl won't like me. Or I won't like the way she does my hair, and then it's just going to be awkward, and I'm going to have spent $400 on a hair that I don't even like. But I'm like nervous to go to this new salon, even though I know it's going to be really, really nice. I'm just nervous. What if I have to talk to her for 3 hours? What if she doesn't talk to me for the 3 hours? Can I read my Kindle while she does my hair? I'm getting anxiety thinking about this.
A fit check before I go for my hair. So my top is Cook Eye, my very wrinkly pants are from Glassons, but I can't be arsed steaming them, and my brown Speezy Owls Adidas. Are they Adidas? Oh, they are Adidas because I got them in the Adidas store. So that's my outfit. I'm so excited to get my hair done.
What a glorious day in Melbourne. I'm honestly so excited to get my hair done now, but it's so gorgeous.
So just come back from getting my hair done. I also picked up some goodies in the hairdressers. So I got, I am so bad. She was like, your hair is damaged. Like your hair is definitely damaged from not putting heat protectant in. She was like, what heat protectant do you use? And I was like, oh, I don't use any. So I bought heat protectant. Because that is definitely needed. So there is a chocolate conditioner, apparently. I know there's purple shampoo for the blondies out there, but I did not realize there was one for us brunettes. So I've got my new hair protectant and my new shampoo. So I'm so excited. So did give me, and this was really, really nice. She gave me a lot of free samples. And so explaining like my hair and like what happens with it. And like, she did such a good job with this blow dry as well. Gave me like little smoothing shampoos because you can tell by my hair like it gets super frizzy. So she gave me some conditioners and shampoos and stuff to use, like Oi shampoo. It's a brand I had not heard of before. And then just like an oil serum to put in my hair to like help it every day. So I've been so happy. Hair by Elsie. I don't know how to pronounce the salon. It's like Meraki hair salon. I can put it here. But it's like a freelance hair salon. It was so nice. Honestly, I'm so happy with my hair. Like, beautiful. So delighted.
Okay.